In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. For in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. A number of different words or phrases were used to describe Jesus, or to be used instead of to distinguish as to who He was and to His purpose. John is one of the books, the Apostle John has written one of the books that perhaps uses as many or more than any of the other books. John says that Jesus was the Word, He was the life, He was the light, He was a good shepherd, and early on he quotes from John the Baptist, "Behold the Lamb of God." But we want to look at this use of the word light this morning. Jesus as the light of the world. And also, as we look at that, at the use of that word, think about the phrase, "The light shineth in darkness." The light shineth in darkness. When I was in basic training at where that place was in Arkansas, Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, one of the things they taught us, trying to make soldiers out of folks that sometimes didn't want to be soldiers as they drafted us. One of the things they mentioned, and it's funny how you remember some of these little things, but especially for the folks that were, the boys that were there that were smoking cigarettes or cigars or whatever, they stressed the importance of how far a small light, a flicker of a match, a lighted cigar, a lighted cigarette, how far that small light could be seen out in battle when you were going against the enemy, and how dangerous, of course, that particular light could be on occasion. So the word light is used throughout the Bible and for different has many different usages. Jesus Christ here, though, is referred to as the light. He's the light of the world. Jesus came to illuminate. He came to illuminate that which was in darkness. And he did this through his teachings, and he did this through his examples. His examples would shine out for others to follow. His teachings were to be that which would help to displace the darkness of sin that was in many people's lives. We recall back in the very beginning, as God looked out over things, He saw that there was darkness. And then He spoke the words, "Let there be light," and there was light. And it was only that light that could dispel, that could take the place and could be advantageous there in the presence of that darkness. Light was needed. Likewise, in the spiritual realm, God seeks to dispel darkness today. So we're going to talk about some of the things that dispel darkness. A great number of scriptures that use the word light. Peter declares in 1 Peter 2 and verse 9 that we as Christians are called out of darkness into His marvelous light. We're called out of darkness. Sin, the sinful life that we lived before becoming Christians, referred to as the darkness of sin, and the light, the lives that we live now, as opposed to that darkness of sin, is to be a life filled with light, into His marvelous light. And when people are saved by the Lord, the Bible says they are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son, into that light, Colossians 1:13. You know, we were talking about this just a bit in the adult choirs in the auditorium this morning. That the world is Satan's domain, and it's you know, there are those who believe in Christ who many times have doubt that there is a God. A number of years ago, a song was written, "There Is a God," in response to a movement, I suppose you'd say. A movement that said that there was no doubt, was no God. But you know, there may be even more people who say there is no devil, there is no Satan. For many of us who are Christians, sometimes I think he's back there in the background. But as soon as Jesus was baptized, as soon as the stamp of approval was placed upon him by God as being his son, Satan appears. Satan is referred to as the prince of the air, the god of this world. And one writer said, and since he's the prince of this world, and where do we live? He's the prince of this world. We live in the world. We're not to be of the world, or we're not to be like the world, but we are living in the world. He's the prince of the air. And where do we live? We live with air all around us. Just as God was there, putting his stamp of approval on Jesus, Satan was also there. And we might say, well, you know, how could he have such gall to show up at that time? Well, that's when he shows up. That's when he shows up. We also talked about the wiles of the devil this morning in our class on Ephesians 6. The wiles, the trickery, the devices, the pits in unsuspecting places, one writer said. The pits in unsuspecting places, unsuspected places. The wiles of the devil. Satan deceives. We need to be careful. We need to be in the light of God's Word. The mission that Jesus had as the light of the world was to bring light, which had been held in the darkness of Satan, bring to light that which had been held in the darkness of Satan. And Paul wrote along this line in Acts 26, verse 18, we explained his purpose, his mission in life as a minister. He said, I was told to open the eyes of the Gentiles and to turn them from darkness to light. Now, how did he do that? Did he switch on, you know, Edison's light bulb? They didn't have them. He taught. He taught the gospel. He talked about Jesus Christ. He talked about his life, his example, his death, his burial, his resurrection, the full gospel. And it's the good news of Christ. And he instructed them. And thereby he was to turn them from darkness to turn them to light. And that's the only thing that will bring people out of darkness today. There are those who are living in sin that we need to teach. The only thing they need to hear is the gospel of Christ. And their world will be a better place. Their world will be a much better place. The only thing that can take away that darkness is light. Darkness of ignorance. The darkness that can only be destroyed by the knowledge of the truth. And thus Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth. But we don't know the truth just by, what do you call it, osmosis. Seems like that was a word back in chemistry 100 years ago or something. Osmosis. We need to study the Word. We need to know the Word. Jesus said you shall know it, but it wasn't fulfilling prophecy unless we studied that Word. The light shineth in darkness. The light shineth through in darkness through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. The light shineth through darkness through Jesus Christ, and also through the light that the Christians and the lives of Christians live today. And thus people see the light of Christ in our lives, don't they? They see the light of Christ, that sometimes we're the only gospel that anybody will ever read is the life that we live. And God's Son is the light. Apostle John testified of this, that he is the light, John 1, 8, and 9. And he wrote of the work of John the Baptist or John the Baptizer. The Apostle John said this, He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that walketh into the world, that cometh to the world, rather. John prepared the way for Christ. He wasn't the light that was sent to shine forth in the dark places, but he was the preparer, the one who prepared the way. And you know, when Jesus was on this earth, we say, well, he had great crowds following. Well, for a time. It seemed after a period of time, they began to understand more about what he was saying. They finally realized that most of what he was saying was applying to them. And so many left him. Many still followed. But it may seem strange that light would come into the world, that which would dispel darkness and ignorance, darkness of sin from their lives. It seems like somebody would flock to. And yet many rejected the light. Jesus explained it this way in John 3:19. He said, light's come into the world. And this is the reason, he says, too many people have neglected it, or neglected it when he was here. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You know, in the book of Genesis, back in the beginning, well, by chapter 6, I don't know how many years have passed, several years, it's during the time of Noah. God looks down upon the earth and he doesn't like what he sees. He sees wickedness. He sees sin throughout, degradation. And he said it this way. He said, it repented God that he had made man. But then he spoke to Noah, told Noah that there was going to be a big flood that was going to destroy everything that wasn't in this big boat that Noah was going to build. Noah and his three boys and Noah's wife and the wives of these boys were later saved on that ark. But during a period of time, Noah was there to preach and teach and talk to these people. But they weren't interested. They weren't interested. God's grace, God's favor was to be shown to them, but they weren't interested. They were interested in what they were doing. Don't show me what's right because what I'm doing is all right. I don't want to know what's wrong. I might have to change. And they were so steeped in sin that they would not turn their backs on sin to save their souls. They didn't want to even think about it, it appears. Satan's hold is strong in so many places. And many would still rather to be in darkness of sin than have Jesus and his teachings expose the life that they're living. We see today in the papers explanations of people's lives and how they're living the life of a Christian, how they're doing this and how they're doing that, and then we learn of all the terrible sins that are still in their life, that are now in their life. Because Christ is the light, though, there's a duty for us as Christians, of his followers, to walk in the light. In 1 John 1, verses 5 and 7, the Apostle John, known by many as the Apostle of belief, the Apostle of love, wrote these words. He said, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Christ, Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us. Keeps on cleansing us from all sin. Jesus is the light of the world. Though that was something we might have studied and thought about a whole lot when we were children. When we were kids, when we went to vacation Bible school and went to our Bible classes. But it's only through the blood of Christ that we might have fellowship with the Father and fellowship with one another. Second point I want to look at after Jesus being the light of the world is that there's light through the gospel of Christ. During these last few weeks of the year, we focused upon Christ and the cross. Christ and the gospel that was preached on Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. But light through the gospel of Christ, if life is to, light through the gospel of Christ, if light is to dispel darkness, that light must be seen. That light must be seen. If people are to be led through the teaching of Jesus, that teaching has to be taught. That teaching has to be taught. So many people today are living immoral lives because they don't believe in the Bible as the standard for morality. We have atheists saying, well, we're just naturally moral folks. It's just natural that people will be moral. And yet we see more and more immorality around us. Hopefully not close around us, but it is there. Temptation is there on every hand. For us, for our children, for our grandchildren. The purpose of the gospel is to show Christ to people who are in darkness. And thus that darkness can be dispelled. Peter wrote this of God's word. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto, you do well that you take heed as unto a light. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place. And the psalmist had something to say about the word being a light, didn't he? Psalm 119:105, he said, thy word, and he speaks of the word throughout the psalm. You want to know the importance of the word of God, look in Psalm 119 and read all verses of it. A lot of verses. He said, a lamp under my feet. That's what the word of God is. It's a lamp under my feet, a light under my path. And he knew about walking in darkness as far as out tending his sheep. But if the path was lighted, if his way was lighted, if where he put his feet was lighted, he could see where he was going. Later in the same Psalm 119, he speaks of the word. He said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. How are we to know what's right and what's wrong? Well, somebody might say, well, let's shed a little light on it. That's how we shed a little light on it. That's how we shed a little light on it. By respecting God's Word. By understanding God's Word. By knowing God's Word. By having it act as a flashlight to light our path. We know where we ought to go. We don't have to guess, is this right or is wrong? Let me read the Bible. Let me continue to study my Bible. Let me hide it in my heart that I might not sin against God, as David said. Because the gospel is God's word. It's inspired of God, 2 Timothy 3:16. It's the means of shedding light. It's the means of shedding light to those who are in the world and continue to shed light for us who are Christians. So that we continue along the way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ. We need to see His example. We need to see His Word. We need to pray often and pray frequently through His name, Jesus Christ. Because the gospel does shed light. Jesus said in John 12:46 and also verse 48, He says, I'm come a light into the world, that whosoever believe in me should not abide in darkness, should not abide in sin any longer. He that rejects me, said, rejects the Father. And he says, if he receives not me, he hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. This word that sheds a light to our path will one day judge us. And the third point, not only light, light Jesus is the light of the world, not only is the gospel a light to the world, but as Christians, we are light in the world. Life through the lives of Christians In John 12, 36, John says, you're children of light. Well, what does that mean? Well, we're children of Christ. We follow Christ. We're children who don't walk in darkness of sin. We're children who are following Christ, who are following God, who are setting an example for others to see. For others to see. Ephesians 5 and verse 8, the Apostle Paul explained to this church, says, you were sometimes darkness. He says, you didn't have the Word of God. There was a time. But now you're light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. The word walk being live. Live as the children of light. Again, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:5, you are all children of light. And what does Jesus say to us in Matthew 5 about being light? Matthew 5, down in verse 14, we'll read verses 14 through 16. You're the light of the world. One of the most familiar passages, I guess, in the Bible. The whole Sermon on the Mount, but these verses too. You're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. It giveth light unto all that are in the house. And that's his teaching. And now he says, this is the can be the result of you being the light. This is what it means. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Not that we're boasting or patting ourselves on the back, that they may see your good works, that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. We bring glory to God. We're to be lights. We're to be lights that are seen, not put under a bushel. Sign, if we have a problem with the ice as we have had around Nashville at times, the lights go out and you start hunting for those candles that you should have had close at hand before the lights went out. And then you light them and you say, well, why don't I stick that under a glass or stick that under something, and maybe it'll shine throughout the whole house. No, it doesn't. It goes out. He says, let your light shine just like, and you don't put a bushel over it. You don't put something over it that will hide it or snuff it out. Philippians 2 and verse 15 and 16, speaking of light, Paul says to the church of Philippi, said, you're in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom you shine as lights. You know, the world can act like it acts. The world can be like it is. But we still have the responsibility to act as a Christian because we shine as lights in the world. You know, a lot of times, and Jesus said, well, you know, the reason people don't like me sometimes, they don't like what they see in me, Jesus said. Sometimes folks won't like us because what they see in us, because what they see in a Christian, one who is striving to follow Christ, striving to live in the light, striving to do and to please God. What we do as Christians shows and contrast to what they're doing in their lives, and they don't like that pointed out to them. Folks, that you don't even have to say a word, and folks may not like you. If you act like Christ, or if I act like Christ. Saying that ought not be, but it is. Because light points out that which is going on in darkness. Used to be, before people got so brazen, that thieves worked within darkness, didn't they? Burglar, there were no daylight home invasion where somebody just blasted open your door right in the middle of the day, no matter who's at home. It was done in night, under night, the darkness of night, under quiet, when they could get by with it. As Christians, in order to shine, we need to hold forth the word of life. And the rest of Philippians 2:15 says, the midst of crooked, perverse nation among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of light. That's the way we shine as lights in the world. We need to hold forth the word. We need to study it. We need to teach it. And we need to live it. And that is holding forth the word of life. Right into the church at Galatia, Galatians 2:20. The apostle Paul said, as he was getting along in years, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and that life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So when people looked at Paul, when they followed Paul, they followed Christ because Paul was following Christ. They saw Christ. They saw Christianity. When we live for Christ, His life shines through us to a world that's still in darkness. Thus the light of the world, which showed the darkness of sin to the first century, can show the darkness of this century through our lives. And people can wonder, why are they different? How do they live? Why do they live the way they are? I've got to know more about the way they live. The only power to dispel darkness is light. We could cut the lights off in here, and it would be, you know, without just some windows up there kind of showing through and a little light through those doors to the vestibule, it'd be pretty dark in here. Turn those lights back on. Light is there. A great change. Darkness sometimes refers to the ignorance of God's Word. Sin in people's life, the lack of the knowledge of morality, what's right, what's wrong, and can be destroyed only by knowledge of the truth of the gospel, the light of the gospel. So we looked at three things, the light that shines through darkness, light through Jesus Christ, who was the light of the world. The light that shines through darkness, the light through the gospel. The gospel is the light to the world. And the light that shineth through darkness is light in the world through the lives of each one of us, through the lives of Christians. There's one here this morning not a Christian. Why not come to Christ today? You studied God's Word with someone or studied it on your own and you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. By the way, if you want to know about Christ, the Son of God, and strengthen your belief in Him, read the book of John. Read the book of John. And if you come to the conclusion that, you know, this is the way to live, there is no other way to God. This is what the Bible says. No other way to God the Father but by Christ. This morning, if you're willing to come to Him, express your faith in Him. Believe in Him, repent of your sins, turn your back on sin, turn around, and then be baptized, immersed in water for the forgiveness of those sins. Why not do it today? Why not do it today? We're approaching the New Year's when we make resolutions. Make a resolution today. Make a resolution today. If as a Christian you desire the prayers of this congregation on your behalf, or you desire to rededicate your life to God and to Christ, why not do it this morning as we stand and as we sing?